and us reading tonight. If you got your Bibles, 1 Kings chapter number 18. When you find it, say amen. If you got your Bible with you, I try to carry my Bible with me. It's the Word of God, and it's my sword, and I sure don't want to be caught anywhere without my sword. And I know you can hide His Word in your heart that you might not sin against God, but I like to carry my Bible. And I used to sleep in my Bible when I was younger. And after I got saved, I'd sleep with it. And one night I woke up and I'd been praying and asking God about the call of God on my life. And I took my finger, stuck in my Bible, probably done told you this before. And I took a flashlight and shone on a verse, and it said, "I, the Lord God, have called thee." And I knew for sure that that was my verse and what God had spoke to me. But 1 Kings chapter number 18 tonight. We'll start out in verse number 41. These are familiar scriptures. "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said unto his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and he looked and said, There's nothing. There is nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, he said, Behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." That's all my reading tonight. Tonight I want to preach on just a simple thought. As the weather, if you look around, the weather's kind of changed for us a little bit. You'll get a little bit of rain here and there every now and then. I've been driving and I'll drive through some rain places, and all of a sudden it'll dry back up. And I thought, man, everybody needs rain right now. I mean, their gardens and this and that. But I want to preach on, I don't know if you put that up there yet. I tried to figure this out. I want to preach on tonight on the forecast is calling for rain. On the forecast is calling for rain. We hear Elijah here, and as he went up and he told Ahab to get thee up, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. That sound he heard, he was in tune with God to be able to hear that. It wasn't just anybody hearing, but Elijah said unto Ahab, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain." Elijah was in tune with God's Spirit. The Bible says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church." The Bible says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So here we find Elijah was hearing from God. And I don't know about you, but that's where I need to be. I must hear from God. You must hear from God. We can't afford not to be listening and in tune to the voice of God in this day and hour we're living in. And faith cometh by hearing. I've got to hear what He says. The setting of this story, the setting of this Bible story here, there was a drought going on. And the drought had went on for 3.5 long years. And the drought was a dearth, dry, dead disease. And no doubt the people become discouraged. Everything that they tried to grow died. Their land, their cattle, everything around them was dying. And they needed rain. They needed some rain. And we used to sing the song, "Send down the rain, Lord. Send down the rain. We need the lighter rain." And I don't know about you, but God's still able to send rain. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. The word abundance means a great supply, meaning plenty or plentiful, meaning well enough. God's got well enough. He's got a great supply, an unmeasurable amount, going past the expected limit. Don't that sound just like God? I mean, over abundantly above what we're able to ask, think, or even believe, that sounds just like God. He's able to go past what you're thinking. I mean, has God overblessed you? He has me. I believe as a nation we are cursed with blessings. I believe we've been cursed with all the good things that God has done to us and all the things we have. And really, we don't give God enough glory. Really, we don't lift our hands enough. And really, we're too quiet a lot of times in the sanctuary and in the house of God. We must magnify Him. He said, if I be lifted up, He said, I'll draw all men unto me. But in this day and hour, we got to have some rain. And as Elijah was praying and crying, and he told his servant, he said, go look. I got Aaron to help me here if it's all right. Aaron, here, I want him to go to the door and look and see if he sees anything. Anything at all. And as he goes out and he looks, and the Bible says he goes seven times. Nothing. Ain't that exactly the way it is? A lot of times we come to church, I don't feel nothing, don't see nothing. We came in, we left the same way we came. Go again. Nothing. The Bible says he goes six times, and on the seventh time, let this be the seventh time. Let's cut this down a little bit. The seventh time he goes and he looks, and what does he see? He sees a cloud, and it's the size of a man's hand, and God's moving. I see something now. And there's been times I went to the altar and prayed, and it seemed like no answer, and it seemed like God was far away, but then there come a time, God began to move, and I began to see a little bit of God moving, and it gave me a little bit of faith to believe that God was going to move, and God was going to meet my need, and God was going to overshadow the situation, and that God was going to be in control of everything, that all my heart desires, that He knew what I need it before I even ask. We need rain. The forecast is calling for rain. As you look at that thing, it's coming our way. There's been times as a church, there's been times at First Pentecostal Church, we've had cloud bursts. We've had rain come by. And God's blessed this one over here. And God's blessed that one over there. And God's moved back here for this situation. But we need a complete shower in this place where God saturates us. Where we get in the presence of God, where we leave out here saying, truly God has been in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. That we can leave where there's sacrifice saying, God visited us. God came by and God touched us and God healed us and God saved our family. God delivered that one. God restoreth my soul. But an abundance, a great supply, plentiful, an unmeasurable amount. You couldn't carry enough. You'd probably try to carry. I remember a young boy would carrying wood. As he was carrying in wood, I'd always tell Jerry, I said, put another one on there. He'd put another one on there. I couldn't even hardly see as I was walking in there. And it's falling off. That's where it is with God. He overloads us. Daily, He overloads us. Daily He blesses us. The rain will replenish. The rain will restore. The rain will revive. The rain, as I already said, it'll saturate you. You can't get in the presence of God and come out not different. You can't get a hold of God and allow God to touch and you stay the same. It's impossible. It's impossible to get under the spout where the glory comes out and God revive your soul and you go back the same way. It's impossible. Because God, in Joel chapter 2, it says, be glad, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For He hath given you the former and the latter rain. And the latter rain is in the first month. And like I said, we used to sing that song. Send down the rain, Lord. Send down the rain. We need the latter rain. I still believe we need the latter rain. I still believe the churches in Laurel County need rain. I still believe there's a lot of dry services. It should not be. I still believe that God's able to send a cloud by our way and pour out a blessing that we can't control. Pressed down, shaken together, and run it over. That When you get blessed, it'll bless your neighbor. When you get blessed, it'll bless your family. When you get blessed, it'll touch those around you. They'll be asking, where you been? What you been doing? What's got a hold of your life? And you'll be able to tell them, I had a cloud burst. I had a cloud burst over my soul, and it come from heaven. There's the forecast. The forecast. It's calling for rain in the day and hour we're living in. The church, America has been out without revival too long. It's been years since I've had a genuine outpouring of God's Spirit. And it's not that God doesn't want it. It's our desire. If it's your desire, God will fill you to overflowing. We have not because we ask not. If we come to church dry and empty, it's because we want to be dry and empty. We've got to get in our prayer closet and shut the door behind us and don't leave until God meets with you. They said there was a drought in Texas. And said to the little girl, said, everything around was dying, and the cattle were dying, and the ground was opening up. They decided to get together, the men there, and said, we're going to have a prayer meeting. We're going to pray that God send rain, because everything we got, this is our lifestyle. It's our cattle. We can't sell cattle. They're dying. We can't grow corn to feed them. Everything's dying. We can't eat water. We can't water what we got. But they begin to pray, and this little girl came. Everybody looked at her and said, what in the world are you doing? She said, did not we gather here together to pray for rain? And she had enough faith to believe that God was going to do exactly what they prayed for. We come, we don't even bring her up, brother. Because we don't believe really God's going to do that. But I believe God. I believe God's got on the forecast ahead of us. There's rain. I remember Brother Huff telling some stories about down at the old church where 50 or more would be baptized in the Holy Ghost. I remember him telling a story that there was a man in Ohio, I believe it was, and said that man in Ohio heard that there was revival going on in London. And he called Brother Huff and said, I'm going to come down that way, but I ain't really got a ride. Brother Huff said, if you can make your way down here anyway, so just come on down, we'll help you out. So the man hitchhiked to London. And when he got to London, guess what he got? Came to church. He got his desire. Got baptized with the Holy Ghost. It's still raining. It's still raining. God's Spirit has not stopped. It's not went dead. He's still on the throne. He's still high and lifted up. He's still the King of Kings. He's still the Lord of Lords. He still looks to His people. He still watches over us. We're still the apple of His eye. He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. He's worthy to be praised. He's wanting to send rain. He's wanting to send rain upon His people. Can you handle it? Are you ready for the rain? The forecast says it's coming. It's about ready to rain. It's going to rain on your family. But you've got to be ready. God only goes where He's wanted. You hear me? God only goes where He's wanted. We have not because we ask not. The psalm says it's beginning to rain. Rain, rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will, let him drink of this water. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky because it's beginning to rain. We need a gully washer. We need to restore something, to restore back the things that the devil has tried. The devil's trying to steal the church away. He's trying to rock us asleep. He's trying to take our testimony. He's trying to take our burden away from us. We must arise in this hour and say, God, I need rain. I've been dry. I've been dry. You've been dry before? Has your cup been empty before? If we just admit it, the Bible says the woman went to the well with a bucket, but the Bible says she also leapt with a river in her soul. The Bible says God is a respecter. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. The forecast is calling for rain. And I'm crying out, God, send down the rain. In Acts 3 and 19, the Bible says that times of refreshing shall come. Shall come. It ain't if or maybe, it shall come from the presence of the Lord. That's where you're going to get what you need. In His presence is fullness of joy. If your joy is dwindled down, get in His presence. In His presence you'll fall down and say, I'm unworthy. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Let my lips praise ye. Let my hands raise. God, I need rain. Lord, I need it to rain here tonight. God, I need it in my soul. God, I'm thirsty. God, I planted some things, God. And I may have planted them a few years back, but they're not came to pass yet. But Lord, would you water the garden of my heart? God, I need rain. In the forecast, I guess I'm your meteorologist tonight. Instead of meteorologist, I'm your meteorologist tonight. It's going to rain. You better get ready. He's wanting to pour something upon the church in this hour. Over and over, He's blessed us. I mean, here, you can raise your hand and God baptize you with the Holy Ghost. We shouldn't have a dry service for one. You hear me? It should not be one dry service. It should be overflowing in us. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The devil can't stop it unless you allow him to stop it. I remember the night he baptized me, Brother Mike Gilpin. I couldn't keep it quiet. It was a river. It began to run out of me. I didn't know the words I was saying. All I know is this is that. That was spoken by the prophet Joel. That he was pouring his spirit upon those that were hungry and thirst. There should be showers of blessing. The old song says, showers of blessing we plead. Mercy drops are falling all around us. But showers is exactly what we need. We need that saturating, reviving. They said at Azusa Street, they said three blocks away from Azusa Street, said you could feel the conviction. If it's not living in me and you, we cannot have it. There's no way it's going to live in the children. If we don't experience it, the children ain't going to have it. But it's up to us to be the leaders about this thing. Be about the Father's business. God, rain on me. Don't let me sit on a pew and die. Don't let me dry up, God, on the vine. But Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. Let me praise you, Lord, to my last day. Let me give you glory. Let me give you honor. I don't want to be ashamed. I'm not ashamed of him. He said, if we'd be ashamed of him, he'd be ashamed of us. And tonight, before the throne of angels, King David said, oh, that I had a drink from the well of Bethlehem. Would somebody go get me a drink from the well of Bethlehem? And the Bible says one of his mighty men broke through the troop and broke through the host and got him a drink of that well of Bethlehem. Oh, there was a long end when he said that. Oh, that I just had a drink from the well of Bethlehem. One more time, God. Revive us one more time, God. Rain upon us one more time. Send another cloud by First Pentecostal Church. Lord, we ain't going to let it run off our back. But Lord, we open up our hearts. We open up our minds, God. Let it rain again. Send down the rain. Send down the latter rain. We need the rain. Look, go again seven times. And it said, told Ahab to prepare his chariot. Get thee down. Don't let the rain stop you. It's coming. You say, no. It's coming. You better be ready for it. He's wanting to pour his spirit upon his people. In the last days, he said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters, so forth and so on. He's looking for a church that's anticipating the move of God. You got to have an expectation. When we come together here, do we have an expectation? Are we expecting God to do something? Are we expecting it to be same old, same old? We get into routine. You know what a routine is? Routine's a rut. Same old, same old, same old. And God wants to speak. And God wants to use you. And God wants to touch you. But we sit still. We sit back quiet. And He wants to fill our cup to overflowing. In this hour, there's a rain coming. There's a flood coming over my soul. It's getting ready to rain. The forecast is calling for rain. Who?
among us is thirsty? Who among us is dry? Who among us needs more? I do. It's me, O Lord. It's me, O God, standing in need of prayer. It's not my brother or my sister, but me, O God. Is that the way you feel? The devil has tried for years to stop the move of God. For years he's tried to stop the church. He's tried to stop the spread of the gospel. He's attacked men of God. He's took men of God out of line. He's ambushed some of them. And they went out of the way. But for such a time as this, we've come to the kingdom. This is your hour. This is the church's hour. This should be the finest moment we have. At the end of the fireworks, they have this great finale. And at the great finale, they let all their fireworks that they've got. And they're going sky high, and everybody gets to see the end of it. How will your end be? How will the church's end be? Are we going to be in the grand finale? We're shining forth as bright lights in a dark land. I hope so. I hope we don't go out as dim lights. But show shine forth your life that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I love the Lord tonight. He's been good to me. There's been times over and over and over, Sister Wayna, I've had to get a drink from that fountain. There's been times over and over and over that I've had Him to rain on. So there's been times He's rained on me and I did not deserve it. But He put it on my soul. There's times I couldn't imagine why. But there was a reason behind it. He's not just going to pour His Spirit upon you just to pour it on you. But He's got a purpose behind the pouring. There's a reason behind it. That you might work. That you might labor. That you not grow weary in well-doing. That you might hold on a little longer. That's why we need the rain. So we can hold on just a little bit longer. The winds have been blowing, but that's not the rain. The lightning's been flashing, but that's not the rain. Thunder clouds have been thundered all around the world. I mean, wars and rumors of wars, they've all been thundering for years. But we must have rain. Poem here, let me read this. Called 1 month after Jesus died. 1 month after Jesus died on the cross, all the demons were nervous, especially their boss. Where is that Jesus? Asked the father of lies. Is He with His disciples or did He leave them guys? One demon spoke up and said, we've got it made. Jesus has went back to heaven and all His disciples are afraid. But the devil was worried. Things just didn't seem right. He had never known Jesus to run from a fight. If Jesus is gone, then who would God use? Surely not those 12 powerless Jews. So the devil shouted orders at those that were near. Find those disciples and keep them in fear. Then the demons fled to Jerusalem as their master had said, to plant doubts and fear in each Christian's head. God's work must be stopped. And no one can tell that Jesus has defeated the grave, death, and hell. But when they drew near where the disciples had prayed, they saw something amazing that made them afraid. Running back to their leader, one began to speak. When his words reached Satan's ears, his knees got weak. They said, we felt a wind from heaven and the room filled with power. They spoke with tongues for more than an hour. We tried to stop it, but we had no control. And worst of all, we lost 3,000 souls. They took it to the street and they started again. The power of the Holy Ghost was all over them. I knew it, said Satan with a howl and a hiss. I knew God would pull something like this. Of all that could happen, this one thing I fear most is that every Christian should be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you ain't got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you should say, I want to be a candidate. I want to be the next one in line. I want to be the next one at First Pentecost Church that receives the gift of the Holy Ghost with overflowing. I don't want just the Holy Ghost to settle on my pew. pew and do nothing. But I want the Holy Ghost so I could be used. Empower me in this hour that I might rise to the occasion, that I might labor, I might work, I might put my hand to the plow and not look back. Meet for the Master's use. God's searching. And the clouds have come by, and the forecast is calling for rain. I need rain. Lord, send the rain. God, send the rain. God, send the rain upon America. God, help us to repent. Help us to turn back to you with all our hearts, God. Because we must have this rain. Your children won't make it without the rain. They're counting on you, Mama. They're counting on you, Daddy, to have an up-to-date experience. You know, there's nothing worse than having an out-of-date experience.
I used to work at Winn-Dixie. One of my jobs was Winn-Dixie years ago. When it was Winn-Dixie.
I worked in the frozen food and the dairy. My wife, she always laughs at that. I told her I was kind of a dairy manager, but I really wasn't. But my job was to go through that aisle and pull off everything that was out of date. They had a policy. I don't know if you remember or not. But if you found anything that was out of date, you got a dollar for it. $1. You know where I'd be tonight? If I wasn't working for Winn-Dixie, I'd be out there pulling something off the shelf, putting me some money in my pocket. That day, when I was working, I went through the shopping cart, and I loaded up buggies and buggies of stuff. Somebody wasn't doing their job. There was a lot of outdated things that it could have cost somebody in the long run. And it's going to cost you if you got an outdated experience. You say, what's it going to cost me? It's going to cost your children. It's going to cost your grandchildren. It's going to cost you, it may cost you your relationship with God, because I believe we've got to have a daily walk with Him. I believe we've got to keep it stirring inside of us. The little kid song we used to sing, it's bubbling, bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Folks don't understand it, but guess what? I can't keep it quiet because it's bubbling. And I remember in school, that was one of the main things I had trouble with, trying to keep quiet. Do you believe that? I know, I can see the expression on your face. That's hard to believe. But it happened. But when I got saved, I said within myself, I remember in school, I'm rambling a little bit. I remember in school, we'd done book reports and oral book reports and had to get up behind the podium thing and talk to the whole class. I was nervous. You ever been that way? I couldn't talk. Couldn't talk at all. But I remember after God saved me and filled me with the Holy Ghost, I'm not afraid of man. Brother Taylor said, I'm mud and you're mud. Who's afraid of mud? And I'm just like you are. And but God gave me an opportunity to be able to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and put that flowing inside my soul. But I don't want an out-of-date experience. I need rain. I looked at that. I don't know if you can see it or not. The date on that thing, it said, this one's changed. But the date, the one I had was just, it was our date right now. This night. How it was coming her way. And God's moving by His Spirit in all the earth. Signs and wonders when God moveth. Move on me, oh God. I need rain. Lord, I want to be in tune to be able to hear the sound. What was that in the upper room they heard? The sound of a mighty rushing wind. It wasn't rain yet, but there was wind. And God still moves. He's looking for a people that say, here I am. It's me, O Lord. Use me. God, I've sat on the pew too long. God, I've been quiet too long. God, there's things I can do. There's things I can say. There's things I can work. There's things I can do, Lord. Just use me, Lord. If you can use anything, the song says, use me. I appreciate God in honor. The forecast is calling for rain. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Is God still speaking? Is God still talking to His people? Do you have a communication with God?
My wife and I, our relationship would go down daily. No communication.
When the line of communication's broke, that was one of the enemy's greatest tactics in war to go kill the line of communication. Don't let them talk to each other. And that's what the devil's number one tactic is. Keep them away from God. Don't let them go in the prayer closet. Don't let them commune upon their hearts. Don't let them even imagine their thought about God. Don't let them look up at the sky in the morning whenever the sun's rising and say, man, God's been good to me. Look at that sunrise. Or don't let them at the nighttime when the sun begins to set, boy, what a beautiful sunset God's made. Don't even let them retain God in their knowledge. That's what the devil wants. But I'm telling you tonight, God's going to send rain. Are you ready for it? Prepare. You say, oh, you're a false prophet. No, I'm not. God's looking to pour out His Spirit. God's willing to pour His Spirit out. Whosoever will, let him come. Whomsoever. Red, yellow, black, or white. Rich, poor. Learned or unlearned. Come. Come. Buy without price. You don't have to bring your wallet tonight. You can't purchase it with your debit card. No, it's a free gift. Whosoever.
Anybody got an umbrella tonight? I believe God's going to move. I'm looking forward to what God has in store for us.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for His people. But He said, but He has revealed it to us by His Spirit.
I didn't mean, if you just stop there, the eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard me. That was all it. I mean, we'd be kind of in confusion. I mean, we don't know what God's going to do, but
He reveals it to us by His Spirit. And when His Spirit speaks to the church, when His Spirit speaks to us individually, we must attain and listen and be attentive. Speak to me, Lord. Here am I. Send me. Use me.
Somebody care to come piano?
David, oh, I had a drink. I drove that old FedEx truck around all day today, and I had my cooler there in the back, and I had ice in it yesterday, but today I didn't have the ice. I had just a little bit of water, and I began to cry out, oh, I need to get this job done, but oh, I'd like to have a drink. Thirsty. So I went back there to it and opened the cooler up and the water was still cold enough to drink. And I got me a little bit and drunk it. And I took the rest and splashed it on me. Just try to stay cool. Oh, I'd like to have a drink tonight. Wouldn't you? Are you thirsty? Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Is that the song? Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup. I lift it up. Could you do that tonight? Can you, where you're at, just stand there or sit there, whatever you want to do? Won't we stand around here tonight and say, here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul, God. Lord, I'm thirsty in this giant, barren land. The enemy's all around me, God. But Lord, I'm thirsty for more of you. More of your things I've had in my share, but yet I hunger still. More of you, God. Less of me, God. I must decrease, God. You must increase. Here's my cup, God. It's me, God. I'm thirsty again. Yesterday's blessings done gone, God. Yesterday's past. It's a brand new day tonight. God, I'm thirsty tonight. God, in the morning I'll be thirsty again. Next week I'll be thirsty again, God. I've got to daily keep coming back to the well of grace, God. Lord, I'm thirsty. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his fears. Oh, here's my cup, Lord. It's beginning to rain, God. I know, God, you're still on the throne. I know the enemy's had my mind confused at times, God, where it didn't understand some things, God. But I see much clearer tonight, God. You're wanting to move. You desire to move upon your people. You desire to bless your people to overflow. You desire for us to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Mind the Spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet spirit in this place. And I know it's the Spirit of the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Can we all find this place of prayer on these altars? Check your cup tonight. Ask God. Ask God to overflow you. If it's been years since you've had a renewing in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, now, tonight would be a good night to get a renewing. Tonight would be a good night to get you a good double portion of God's sweet Holy Ghost. We don't have to live empty and dry, but we can have all God's got for us.